navigating a checkpoint with guards and barbed wire fencing. Not how opera patrons are accustomed to reaching their seats, but it is one of the unusual storytelling efforts Seattle Opera is using in its latest production called An American Dream. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
Instead of starting with a story, Seattle Opera started with a question. If you had to leave home today, what would you take with you and why? The ways local people answered this question formed the raw material for the opera, which premieres this weekend.
The idea was, you know, what if we created an opera that had everything to do with really the here and the now in a way that some of the classic operas don't do.
That's Jessica Murphy Moo, who crafted the libretto based on some of these interviews. It intertwines the World War II era stories of a Japanese-American girl on Bainbridge Island who's incarcerated with her family and a Jewish refugee arriving from Europe. Both characters are based on local Seattle women. And the story has brought 21-year-old Katie Cunningham to the opera for the first time.
Because I always think of opera as being kind of like in different languages and, you know, not like as current and maybe as relatable, but that was really cool because that was like very relatable. Like, this is a very personal story.
Cunningham and her uncle, Bill Toshima, are members of the Japanese-American Citizens League, which gave input during the creation of this opera, An American Dream. During the war, Bill's mother and grandparents were sent away from their farm in the Yakima Valley. But he says this opera has a message that still resonates.
Racial hysteria, stereotyping, ignorance, and I don't mean ignorance from stupidity, but ignorance from not knowing your neighbors, can lead to drastic actions that have devastating impact.
And the project extends beyond the opera house. As you enter the lobby at Macaw Hall, you're supposed to be a little bit uncomfortable. You pass through a checkpoint where actors dressed as guards assign you a number.
This is your family number. Please keep that with you at all times.
These guards are pretty mild-mannered, but Toshima says it's a meaningful gesture.
I think that just standing in line and getting a number and told that you have to wear it reflects the fact that everybody that was taken away from their homes was no longer a person but a number.
You continue upstairs where the opera's education director, Barbara Lynn Jameson, points out a horse stall. This is a replica of where families stayed while awaiting their assignment to various camps.
Patterned after those at the Puyallup Fair, where the Japanese-American families were taken. So people can come and sit on these cots and just feel how small this was, and this is what people lived in.
Once inside the auditorium, the opera begins with three people on stage, not actors, simply giving their personal histories of life on Bainbridge Island during World War II. Then the story begins, set in a farmhouse as a Japanese-American family prepares to leave Washington State. The daughter, Setsuko, storms against the new arrivals waiting to move into their farmhouse. Later, the new occupant, a Jewish refugee named Ava, finds a doll that Setsuko left hidden. Something that reminds her of what she has lost as well. Using local history and voices for inspiration seems to be gaining ground outside of Seattle as well. Seattle Opera's Gabrielle Gaynor says a project like this might be a bridge to people who wouldn't go to the opera otherwise.
You know, we have a bit of a PR problem because I think a lot of people think that opera is inaccessible or it's in another language or people are not going to have any sort of human connection with it.
She says many people at this dress rehearsal tonight have a personal connection to the story being told.
That's what we want to do and show that opera is not about long ago and far away, but it's about us.
Librettist Jessica Murphy Moo says at a recent conference, she heard of multiple operas taking shape around the country, all based on real-life stories.
There's something happening on a broader scale.
She says people contributed all kinds of amazing stories for this project, and the hard part was what she couldn't use.
It's like the person behind you in the checkout stand has an amazing story, and so that part of it has been really humbling.
The opera An American Dream has just two performances, this Friday and Sunday. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.